I want to thank all of you. I thank your pastor for giving me the opportunity to provide you an update on what's going on with Child Evangelism Fellowship. I'm unfortunate that he and his family are not able to be here. But my name is Alan Snow. I recently became the state director for Child Evangelism Fellowship for Rhode Island and Connecticut. I want to share with you this ministry that I see as essential to the future of both Rhode Island, Connecticut, and the entire nation. So Child Evangelism Fellowship is a Bible-centered organization composed of born-again believers whose purpose is to evangelize boys and girls with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and to establish and disciple them in the Word of God in a local church for Christian living. This ministry has been around for a long time. It was started in 1937 in Chicago and now serves throughout the United States in every state and worldwide in almost every country. So why would we focus on the evangelism of children? That's probably a stupid question to this group. It's definitely a priority for this group. But my background is as an engineer, so I have to share some data with you. So according to a study that was done in 2016, we find that the area of where the least churched area of the country is right here in New England. The five least churched states in New England, and I'm sorry, in the U.S. are Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Maine, Vermont, and Connecticut. Now you say, well, Rhode Island's not on the list. Well, they're not far behind, okay? Rhode Island is number 14. Another study that was done in 2004, 64% of Christians make their profession of faith before their 18th birthday, and 43% before the age of 13. So there's our audience, right? There were approximately 550,000 school-aged children in Connecticut and 150,000 in Rhode Island in 2020, and I'm sure it's quite similar today. So the data tells us a story. It tells us about a tremendous need and opportunity, but God's word also makes it clear. Jesus himself recognized the importance of child evangelism. So let's take a look at the book of Mark, chapter 10, starting in verse 13. And I'm going to read from the New American Standard Bible. And they were bringing children to him so that he would touch them, but the disciples rebuked them. But when Jesus saw this, he was indignant and said to them, "Allow the children to come to me. Do not forbid them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child will not enter it at all." And he took them in his arms and began blessing them, laying his hands on them. So Jesus made it clear. He knew how important it is for a child to come to Christ and for adults to have a simple message of faith alone, in Christ alone, to come to Christ as their Savior. It's no wonder that most who believe come to faith in Christ as a young person. When I first heard of the ministry of CEF and its mission, I knew that I had to be involved. I did not accept Christ as my Savior until I was 23 years old. While I knew that I'd heard the gospel as a young person, I never had the opportunity to go to a good news club as a child. What a brilliant way to share the good news of our salvation through Jesus Christ, hearing it in a fun after-school club right in the public school. In 2016, I started to get involved with CEF here in Rhode Island. I joined the board for CEF, and not long after, I knew that I wanted to be more involved when that opportunity presented itself. To make a long story short, that opportunity came this year, and I'm thankful and blessed to be now serving as the state director for both states. So I hope I've established a case for this ministry. The centerpiece and focus of CEF in Rhode Island is the Good News Club. So you might ask, what is this? So it's a weekly Bible club where trained volunteer teachers meet with groups of children in schools, churches, community centers, and other locations where children can easily and safely meet. The clubs meet for 60 to 90 minutes and are usually a ministry of a local church that provides volunteers and ministers to the children, their families, and a local school. Each Good News Club session includes a Bible story, songs, memory verses, and games and activities, and always a clear presentation of the gospel on a child's level, with an opportunity for the children to trust Jesus as their Savior. I wish I got to go to a Good News Club when I was a kid. I got to see how much fun they are, fast-paced, the kids are engaged, and they're having a great time, and they're learning God's Word. So yes, we can truly teach the Bible in public schools. There was a 2001 Supreme Court ruling based on a case in New York State that said that such clubs can meet in public schools after school hours on the same terms as any other after-school program led by a community group. Each club requires 6 volunteers to teach and assist with the club. CEF provides the training, the curriculum, and the materials. All volunteers are security screened and must agree with the CEF statement of faith. So let me talk about a few examples of how the Good News Clubs impact not only the children, but their families as well. My church in Preston, Connecticut has sponsored a Good News Club for a number of years. I think back to 2014 or 2015. And we've had an active outreach to the families. Several years ago, we had asked the school where we host that Good News Club if they had any families that were in need at Christmas time. And we received the name of several families. We gathered up donated gifts based on the needs of those families and provided those to the families. Those families were so appreciative. And I remember one specific family, a mom and 2 girls from Haiti that were there without the rest of the family. And they were so appreciative of what we were able to provide. That family's been coming to our church since then, and we've been able to minister to them in a number of different ways. The 2 girls attended a teen Bible camp just this last week in Tennessee with a number of other teens from our church. So it's been tremendous to be able to minister to and disciple that family. We've gotten one of our club volunteers in the Norwich, Connecticut schools was told by the principal that for many of the children, Good News Club is the only time they feel that someone loves and cares about them all week. A lot of these kids come from difficult home situations. I spoke with another volunteer that said that she was so heartbroken when she was not able to go back into the school during the COVID period where none of us could do clubs in person because she knew that what the situation those kids had and were very difficult to minister to them in any in-person way. Many children who have accepted Christ share their memory verses and the gospel with their families, and the entire family comes to know Christ and begins to attend church. I know of a couple of families in that situation. Right in the Coventry district that it's been a tremendous blessing and tremendous ministry for the church that hosts that Good News Club. We have one superintendent of schools here in Rhode Island that's been a tremendous advocate for the Good News Club. He's seen such a positive impact on the children, and he has been one that we have asked for help, and he's provided it when we've been looking to go into other schools where he can talk peer-to-peer with another superintendent. We have a video that we'll share, not today, but I think I've got an opportunity to share that sometime in the near future with a little bit of technical difficulties as we all fight those every day, right? But one thing I wanted to highlight in that from that video, and you'll see it hopefully in a future Sunday, they tell the story of this young girl that accepted Christ as her Savior during a Good News Club. And she went on to share that message, share the good news with her mom. And then her and her mom began attending the church. And she started sharing the gospel with friends in the neighborhood and friends in school. And many of those kids came to know Christ and started attending the church. This is the model we're looking for. And this is really, really God's work through the gospel of Jesus Christ. So I focused on the Good News Clubs, and the Good News Clubs are a great ministry, but there's some other ministries that we have as well. During the summer, we often have what we call five-day clubs. So very often they're like a VBS, or we will sometimes help churches with VBSs. We get involved in fair and other outreach ministries. So one of the sheets at the table, you'll see if you stop by after the service, we have a ministry, well, actually it's CEF of Massachusetts that leads it. We've all probably been to the Big E, really the state fair for New England, in Springfield, Massachusetts. And throughout the period of the Big E, we staff a booth where we share the gospel with children. We do that through doing a craft where we make a bracelet with the wordless book colors. Some of you may have heard of the wordless book. It's a really easy way to share the gospel with children. Each color represents a different aspect as you tell the story of the good news of Jesus Christ. We do that with the Gideons. So the Gideons share the booth with us, and Gideons will speak to the adults. They'll provide New Testaments to the kids and the families. And so we are looking for those that might like to be a part of that. And if you're interested, there's some information on that sheet back there, and you would sign up through CEF of Massachusetts. So neat part of that is it's a six-hour time segments that you would sign up for, but you get to go into the Big E for free, maybe do a little enjoyment of the different food and that sort of thing after your time serving with the booth. We also do summer camps. We in Rhode Island do not do a summer camp, but in Maine we have a couple of locations where we do summer camps. We also have a Bible club geared towards middle schools. It's called Jesus and You Connection. And we've had a couple of those clubs here in Rhode Island in the last school year, and we'll continue those. Also, another very important ministry we have is one called Christian Youth in Action. So this is where, in a summer camp environment, we teach young people, teens and young adults, to share the gospel and teach children the good news of Jesus Christ. It's a tremendous opportunity for young people who may be thinking about serving in ministry in some way. If they feel the call to serve perhaps in children's ministry, it's a great place to kind of test that and try that out and see if it may really be your calling. If anybody's interested in that, please let me know. We did that in the last week of June, early July this year, up in Pepperell, Massachusetts. We partner with CEF of Massachusetts and CEF of Connecticut to put that on. And as young people go to that training and continue to go year after year, they develop and hone their skills, they become leaders, and it prepares them for future ministry. And many of those folks become full-time staff people involved with Child Evangelism Fellowship. Those kids also, after their training, they get to go out and do ministry that summer with five-day clubs and other helping with vacation Bible schools, and they get to do that within their very own community. So you might ask, well, what is going on with CEF in Rhode Island? Maybe you haven't had an update on what we're doing lately. We have reached over 200 children since the fall of 2016. I use that as a milestone because that's when I first came on the board. In the last school year, we had six active Good News Clubs and two JU Connection Clubs in the middle schools that ministered to 77 children. One of these Good News Clubs has a really interesting aspect. It's with the Chinese Christian Fellowship in Providence. And we simultaneously do that club in person at their building in Providence and also through Zoom with children in China. So it's done at 7 p.m. on a Friday evening in Providence, and it's done 7 a.m. in China. So thankful and that God has allowed that to continue and found a way for those kids to participate from such a faraway place. We are working with the Pawtucket school systems to system to get started with Good News Clubs in Pawtucket. So I'm sure many of you are familiar with Pawtucket being just north of Providence, greater Providence area. There are 10 elementary schools in Pawtucket, about 4,900 students. Very good support from the superintendent there, and we're going to, looks like we're going to have a pilot of one in one of the elementary schools in the fall. We've also been working in Providence, and we previously did have a Good News Club in Providence a couple of years ago. We've had some trouble getting back into Providence, but we have legal help with Liberty Council helping us with that problem, and we are still hopeful and praying for the ability to resume those clubs, that club in Providence. It's exciting. One of the elementary schools, we've been working with a number of the Spanish-speaking churches there in the Providence area. That club, we had actually had two clubs in that one elementary school, one in English and one in Spanish, and whichever the children were most comfortable with, they could attend. Providence, as you can imagine, is a pretty large district, 21 elementary schools, about 10,000 students. Our goal is to have active clubs in half of those schools by the 23-24 school year. So a challenging goal, but we believe we can get there. As I mentioned, we've been working with the Hispanic churches in the Providence area. We hope to expand that in more of greater Providence, and looking forward, you know, the rest of southern New England, expand that into cities like Springfield, Worcester, Boston, Bridgeport, Hartford, New Haven. We are going to be part of a conference of Hispanic churches for the tri-state area coming up in October to share more about this ministry. We are working on a program that CEF calls Military Children's Ministry. And this is, as you can imagine, is a ministry where we serve the children of military personnel at military bases. The idea here is that if you're a child of a man or woman in the service, you might be moving every couple of years when mom or dad gets a new assignment. But what we'd like to have is where that child goes to a Good News Club at a base you see here in Rhode Island or Newport or maybe in Groton, Connecticut, and then when mom or dad gets transferred to Norfolk or Georgia or Washington, that they'll have a Good News Club there too. So we are just getting started with this at the Navy base in Groton, Connecticut, the submarine base, and with some upcoming meetings with the chaplains there and a local church that wants to help. We're looking to do the same with Newport, with the Naval Station Newport in the future. I mentioned a little bit about our partnership with Connecticut and Massachusetts CEF. These are all pretty small organizations, and we're trying to really share our resources, ideas, and our ministry efforts so that we can reach more children throughout southern New England. A little bit about our vision for CEF of Rhode Island. Our vision is that we are sharing the gospel in every community in Rhode Island. We're in a number of places right now. We're in the Cherahoe School District, we're in Cranston, we're in Coventry, we're going to be in Pawtucket, we've been in Providence. We hope to grow that throughout the state. To accomplish those goals and to continue to expand the ministry, we're going to need people to do the work, we're going to need more church partnerships and their volunteers to teach and staff the clubs. And we'll ultimately need some additional paid staff to administer those ministry activities, be teachers of those volunteers, and to also do hands-on ministry as well. All of these activities will need your prayer and will need the financial support of churches and people like yourselves. Our needs are not small. To expand the reach in both states, we will need approximately $150,000 in additional donations beyond our current income for each state. Of course, every incremental dollar helps reach more children, but that is what our target is. I very much thank all of you as a congregation for your financial support of CEF. We certainly would hope and pray that you would all consider personally financial support of this ministry. As I said, no matter how small or large, your gift is a blessing from God, and it helps more children come to know Christ as their Savior. There's a number of ways you can give to CEF. One, of course, is traditional through the traditional mail, and our address is available on my business card at the back booth. You can also give through the website. We do have a way to do that, as we're probably all familiar with those electronic transactions. So something to keep in mind. I do want to ask for your prayer for CEF of Rhode Island. A few important needs. One is that God would allow the current clubs that we've had to continue in the fall, that we would still have the volunteer teams, and that if somebody is no longer available, that another person will come forward to help. That would be able to have a successful first Good News Club in Pawtucket this fall. That God would open the doors in Providence so we can bring the gospel to children there through the schools and Good News Clubs. That we'd find more churches willing to partner with us to establish Good News Clubs in their very own communities. That we'd have the finances to have additional paid staff. And most importantly, that the gospel of Jesus Christ would go forth and many children would come to know Jesus as their Savior, that they would be discipled and established in a local church, and that their families would come to know Christ as well. So I just want to thank you again for your time, and thank you for all of your prayers for CEF. I'll be here after the service to answer any questions you have. As some of you have seen the table we have in front of your audio booth. There's pamphlets available on our ministries, contact information as well. And if you're interested in getting a newsletter either through email or for physical mail, please feel free to sign up on the clipboard for that and just indicate which type of delivery you'd like to have. Again, thank you all for your time, and I appreciate getting the opportunity to share this ministry with you.